Lois raised her wine glass and nodded to Ruthie, who poured her some and said,
"So the charity committee saw Roger and Claire going at it like two middle-aged rabbits? Those women must have been appalled."
"I bet that's the most ass Faye Woodhull has seen since women got the right to vote," Ruthie said as she fiddled with a sugar snap pea.
Nancy couldn't stop a slow smile from appearing on her face.
"You are not going to make me laugh."
Ruthie smiled and said,
"Can't hurt to try."
"What was the reaction of the Charitable Society ladies anyway?" Lois asked.
"Well," Nancy thought about it for a second. "The two ladies that accompanied Faye were both stunned at first, and then they gasped. But Faye was silent. She didn't say a word. Didn't even raise her hand in shock or anything."
"Well, it's possible she's half dead, being kept alive by vodka, calcium tablets, and pure unfiltered disdain," Lois said.
"Oh, stop. You're just being mean," Nancy interrupted. "I just got the feeling that Faye felt it was beneath her to even be there, witnessing someone else's melodrama."
"I can see that. Melodrama is typically reserved for the lower classes," Ruthie said.
"Speaking of melodrama, I have some news too," Judy offered.
"Oh, thank God," Nancy said. "Please, take the attention off of me. My story has grown tiresome."
Judy took a deep breath and said, "I got a call today from the park ranger's office up in Kings Canyon. They found Gordon."
The three women sat there, stunned.